What is it?
Yes, hi, is this Geraldine Phillips?
Who is you?
This is Family First. We're just reaching out to you because you have a case open with us.
Yeah, but the doctor, they said something about the doctor didn't fill out the papers, whatever.
Right, so we just wanted to continue the enrollment process. We can help you out with that.
Yeah, that's what they said before, but apparently you didn't because somebody keeps calling me.
We keep calling you, I think, because our case is open together. We did schedule a telehealth to have the doctor reach out to you, but he said you were unresponsive.
Who was unresponsive?
I'm saying the doctor tried calling you to fill out the form, the one that we ordered to call you.
What doctor?
We explained to you a couple weeks ago that we were going to go ahead and schedule to have a doctor call you to fill out those forms they need.
Okay, well, they're supposed to fill them out.
Well, they can't fill them out without talking to you, and you were unresponsive. That's why we're reaching out to you today.
Well, apparently I probably wasn't. I don't know. But anyway, I would like to get the forms filled out because I do need a little help.
Okay, well, the thing is, I can't help you if you don't answer your phone. So do you want to keep this number and make sure you recognize it for the next time I call?
All right, well, what I got to do is put you in. And this is the healthcare?
This is Family First Agency that we, you know, you're the agency that you called us in regards to getting you some services. We've been working with you since August.
Okay.
Okay, so Family First. My extension is 119 in case you need to reach me again.
All right, wait a minute. I'm trying to get dressed and I have to write stuff down. Wait a minute.
Geraldine, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to reschedule to have the doctor call you again to fill out the form. But this is the last time, okay?
All right, when will he call me? He has to call me like after 3 o'clock.
It doesn't, they're going to, I can't put that in. They really, really, you got to be just available and they're going to reach out to you.
Well, see, I go to a center 3 times a day and I go to therapy and a lot of times I cannot get here my phone.
Well, maybe you should just keep it near you just for today or tomorrow until you reach the doctor so you can make contact.
All right. Well, I'll keep it with me today. Let him call me back.
Well, the thing is, I'm just putting in the referral. They're going to reach out to you whenever they're available to reach out to you. I don't know when it's going to be, okay?
Oh, okay.
But like I said, it's the last time we're going to do this because we have tried to do this for you before. Any questions about the process? Anything you'd like to know?
I just want them to hurry up and do that. I mean, how many hours do you think I can get?
Well, it really depends on first, you know, going through the series of steps in order, you know, we're not even there yet. We've, you know, there's stuff that we need to do first.
Okay, well, let's get this doctor thing situated. Then from there, then I have questions that you can't answer now, you know, until the paperwork is done.
I'm sorry,
so,
what did you say?
They can try to keep calling me back. I'll put it in, I'll put your name up on here, Family First, whatever.
Yeah. I just scheduled to have the doctor reach out to you. It's by New York Best Medical. That's the company. And they should be in touch with you to continue your enrollment process, okay?
Okay.
Because there was so much time between we spoke, we're going to have to schedule another assessment with the independent enrollment broker. But I'm going to first send in the doctor's note before we do that, okay?
All right.
All righty. Have a good day. We'll be in touch.
You too now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What did she say? She said, I got to keep this number right.